nearly puked this morning. I came into the office and there was two of our esteemed staff members in shorts coming into the BBC in shorts this morning. It is absolutely unacceptable, is it not? Two of the members of the team kitted out in these very tight little shorts, and there should be a BBC dress policy about this, especially when you have legs like them. There's going to be a heat wave, isn't there? Like, we're getting the real hot weather, and I think it's predicted to be even hotter tomorrow. The commentator Paul Martin with us today. Are shorts appropriate for the workplace?
Two words, Stephen. Fackable offence. Absolutely not. I remember, I mean, look, there seems to be something about Northern Ireland. I don't know what it is about this amazing country that we live in, by the way, and it is an amazing country, but what the hell is it about this place? As soon as, you know, the temperature goes north of 19 degrees Celsius, everybody seems to lose their dress sense, their elegance, their composure when it comes to picking outfits. And this is just the latest example of it. You're right. I've seen people wearing shorts to work.
Yes.
One person I saw this morning actually was wearing shorts to work, but it was his own business and it was a shop, so that's fair enough, right? But to wear them into an office place is should be a sackable offence. I mean, for a start, we don't exactly, well, I do, but most people don't exactly have a great body to show off. And it's not just guys.
That's like these two in here today.
Well,
and
there
one of them has all these kind of cuts. He's been shaving his legs and there's all these kind of cuts up and down his legs. Like, it's just ludicrous.
See, that's just, I mean, it's
scabs.
Weird. Me
scabs.
I mean, that's actually distraction. Now, by the way, if that was a female who came in an ultra short skirt, everybody would be saying that's really inappropriate wear for the office. She's really flashing her legs. You can see her backside there. That would not be allowed. So why guys think they can trot in a pair of shorts just because, you know, the temperature's gone north of 19 degrees baffles me. Should be a sackable offence, no doubt about it.
I think in their defence, though, would we be having a conversation if it was a female about whether they should be coming into work in shorts? No, we wouldn't in this day and age. So how come we can have a go at these blokes?
Well, I tell you why, Steve.
And would we be body shaming those females? But, like, their legs are so bad, these two blokes, that, you know, I think we'd get away with it in court.
Generally speaking, well, you know, for me personally, I have to, right, this is a very personal thing, but, you know, a lady in a pair of shorts is a very attractive thing. I don't think what you're looking at today across your office,
it's ridiculous,
the way you're describing it, is in any way nice to look at. It is a distraction.
And the other thing is, this a young thing?
Reasons.
Is this a young thing now? But the young men shaving their legs, is that some type of young generational thing?
I've never
thing
shaved
now,
my
what?
Legs. I have once shaved my chest. I've never shaved my legs.
What's that about?
Well, because it does look better. Oh, Stephen, you're back in shape. Okay, you've put on a few pounds since you went on holiday. We'll forgive you that. But you're back in a bit of shape now. But if you were doing a couple of topless pictures, for instance, you know, showing off your guns, you probably would look better if you sort of... do you have a hairy chest?
No.
No, see, you don't need to. I have quite a hairy chest, so I do definitely trim around there. But definitely I draw the lines at legs. Definitely draw the line at legs. But by the way, I'm in the minority. Most guys do this nowadays.
Channel 4 have made a series, I heard this advertised, where apparently in this young generation... What's that called? Bring Back the Bush they've done or something? I don't know. But apparently this younger generation, right up until recently... body hair right throughout the body, that was a thing to go. Shave it all off in this young generation.
I know guys, I'm 42, I know guys my age who still go and get waxing. You get waxing. And by the way...
That's Vinny gets waxed.
Well, Vinny needs a good wax. I've seen the holiday pictures, but, you know, I mean, there are guys who get the full shebang. And by the way, I mean the full shebang.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, thank you very much.